Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 252 on November 26th.
Yes, it's been a marvelous Thanksgiving weekend.
It has been, and we're going to share some of the high points and maybe one little low point here in just a minute. But we want to let folks know that we are going to also be talking about the super cyber sales we have going on.
We have created our own cyber sale.
We have on our website at owlcreekgazette.com.
It's on our website right now.
We thought we had a virtual office, so why not have a cyber sale?
Indeed.
And so we've got all kinds of goodies we'll talk about later. And we also want to talk about the upcoming December issue and kind of give a sneak peek to that too. But first, we want to address our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we had Jeff and Deb over.
Mm-hmm, my brother and sister-in-law. Mm-hmm.
And good time was had by all.
Mm-hmm.
Volkswagen bus, whole nine yards.
The Volkswagen bus. I lost them. That's lost on me.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, yes, yeah. What do I know?
Yeah, that was a gotcha. You know, a famous Thanksgiving song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ours included rancid fried onions.
Unintentionally.
Unintentional rancid fried onions. And I'm wondering, since it was a completely sealed container that had a best on date of January 6th, 2019.
Yeah, there should have been a little leeway for freshness and rancidity in there, don't you think?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at it says best by 1234, January 6th, 2019 mm-hmm. on the can.
Actually, in the plastic bottle.
It was a plastic
container.
Top. Yeah, it mm-hmm. had a little flip top on it, but it had a sealed, you know, barrier mm-hmm. inside. Oh, man, they were nasty. And they ruined three cans of green beans and the Campbell's tomato soup. And we actually got Campbell's tomato soup instead of the cheap stuff. Campbell's, what was it? Campbell's
mushroom soup.
Right.
Because the tomato soup would have been
it would have been terrible.
Horrible green bean casserole ingredient. And, you know, somebody said to me, well, in general, you should stick with natural, wholesome, fresh foods. And in general, we do.
But when it comes to green beans
and Thanksgiving, you have to have the green bean casserole. And actually, we didn't make that. At least we didn't have that in my family growing up as kids. I got introduced to that through Phoebe Johnson, a good friend of ours that we've, even though Phoebe's passed, we still have a lot of her works, her writings, and we share them in the magazine from time to time. And she would come to church functions, and she would come to our house, and she brought the green bean casserole.
Yeah, and, you know, she had a vast influence on our lives from that point forward.
Oh, in many ways, much more than the green bean casserole, but that was a nice addition to. Anyway, we decided to post this on Facebook. And we might as well tell what company it was.
It's
because we've addressed that directly. It's French's Fried Onions.
And, you know, we and it turns out a dozen or so other people were having exactly the same issues, and they went to their Facebook page.
They went to their Facebook page and personally pages, and then also, you know, on French's wall, and just wrote, my goodness, we were all ready to sit down to this wonderful green bean casserole, and the reality was it was horrible. And they described it, some as plastic tasting, some as metallic, some as just too horrible to even eat.
Well, and that's the thing is that I said in your post that you made on your personal page mm-hmm. was perhaps people don't know what rancid tastes like mm-hmm. because they've grown up with hydrogenated oils
mm-hmm.
that stopped that,
mm-hmm.
that stopped the rancidity in its tracks, and that's why hydrogenated oils were actually used.
Well, and I also think containers make a difference, too. We were talking about this on Facebook, not just with the fried onions, but mm-hmm. things taste better in glass. Mm-hmm. Sometimes cans taste better than the things in plastic.
Even the foil-lined paper can, you know, that is completely sealed is a nice addition, but a plastic container will put more shelf life in it. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it.
But for whatever reason,
these things were nasty.
Oh, they were terrible. And I thought maybe it was just this batch in particular. And since we had taken a picture and posted it on the French's wall, I noticed somebody else did too. Only they said theirs was horrible. And their date was November 27th of this year. So that means there's a whole lot of fried onions out there, you know, that are questionable.
Yeah.
So we're waiting to see. We're giving French's the Thanksgiving weekend. They didn't address this yet. And can you imagine, you and I were laughing, Don, what will happen Monday morning if they're not aware of this and they come in and this goes through the ripple effect of the French's world.
In the fried onion and mustard boardroom,
yes.
There's going to be
Chatter. Lots of it. Heads will roll. But it will be interesting to see how it's addressed. We thought maybe it was just a fluke, and if we mentioned it, they would contact us and say, here's a batch of good onions.
here's a cookbook. Sorry. That's all we need. You know, and I made a comment that that it kind of ruined Thanksgiving because I was actually looking forward.
Well, and Deb, our sister-in-law, said that too. She said, I don't eat this all year long.
Yeah.
And that's what I have in my head is Thanksgiving. So she was ready to dive in, and I took the first bite. And, you know, in years past, I made the casserole. This time you made it, but like you pointed out, we didn't stick our nose in it, and you'd think something that rancid would have been obvious, but we had all the other smells of the food cooking in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and they overpowered outweighed the rancidity of that.
Yeah, until you stick your nose in the can itself,
yeah.
you don't really, it doesn't really hit you.
Take one bite, and
take a bite, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then everyone.
I'm surprised you didn't spray Jeff.
Well, I tried to be a little more polite than that, but I was like, my eyes were looking from person to person to see if anyone was taking a bite. I said, I think these are rancid guys.
So, it would have been fun to spray Jeff, though.
I don't think that would be on the agenda. But well, sisters and brothers, you never know, do you?
Yeah, you never know. It would have made good video.
That's true.
Could have made $1 million. Anyhow, we've got...
Well, we hope everyone else had a better Thanksgiving when it comes to their own casseroles and an equally good Thanksgiving when it comes to the overall, because we really had a nice time. And both the boys called when Jeff and Deb were there. So we got to sit at the table and all of us converse on the phone, on speakerphone. That was wonderful, too.
So the broccoli really made the difference.
The broccoli and the coleslaw saved the greenery department.
You bet. You got to have some green to counteract all mm-hmm. those carbs that mm-hmm. you're consuming. So that was our savior was the cruciferous vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, we've got some new stuff up on the website.
We do.
That's our Cyber Monday celebration.
And I think sometimes people don't think of the Owl Creek Gazette as a place to go to shop for Christmas. And in past, maybe we haven't had as many items available. But this year, we've got a whole bunch of stuff up for Christmas, and then that moves right into the sale.
Yeah.
So the first thing we want to offer is our Potpourri of Memories book. And that's a book that Mom and I compiled together. We have writings in it. You do, Don. Several of the other family members do, too. And it is on the website now for $7.95 plus tax plus shipping and handling. But for our super cyber sale, all people have to pay for is the book itself at $7.95.
We'll cover the sales tax the shipping.
That's right.
No handling either.
No handling. We'll handle it and put it in the envelope. We just won't charge it for you.
There you go.
For it. And if you want to know more about the book, it is on the homepage, kind of a description. You can look at the cover. It contains a lot of memories and some really neat little drawings. And it's something we found successfully in the workshops that we've been doing on memoir writing, too. So that's another thing.
Let me also ask you a question here. And I don't want to put you on the spot, and you can say yes or no. But when the book was written, you said it was book one of four in a series.
Uh-huh.
Can we expect three more issues? of the book?
Before I die.
Okay. Good enough for me.
They may all be virtual. I don't know. We did have that divided up. Mom and I had a goal of doing that, and I was sick and didn't recover from meningitis quite as fast as I would hoped. And lots of other things got in the way, and so we didn't ever complete that, much to Mom's chagrin especially. She really wanted to do that. So if I do it, I'll do it in honor of her and with a thankful heart to all the good times I was able to share with Mom as we created that first edition.
Yeah. So what's the other things you got up there?
The second thing we have to offer on our super sale for Cyber Monday. It's a mouthful. And, you know, what
something... Try saying it three times fast.
I can't. Okay. Obviously, I'm having a hard time with one.
You can't say it once fast.
One thing we want to say is I notice so much that when it's like Black Friday, then Black Friday happens for like a week someplace. And I'm thinking, well, if everybody else can do Black Friday weekend and Black Friday week...
And why... Black Fridays matter.
Exactly.
Evidently.
So why can't we do our cyber sale that's a Monday cyber sale all week? So right. It starts tonight. After you get off the listening to the podcast, you can certainly go to the website and look through that, see if anything's pertinent to you.
You can go over there in your pajamas. You don't have to go out and wait in the tent or
that's
nothing.
That's right. You can shop at 2 in the morning. You can shop at 5 in the morning. You can shop at midnight. You can shop in the middle of the day or bright and early. But it will go on from tonight all the way through next Sunday.
Very good.
So the second item is a one-year subscription to the Owl Creek Gazette. We normally sell that for $27. It comes first class in the mail, so it's not like, you know, you just hope you get it and it's in good shape. It comes, arrives quickly and in good shape.
And what's the new price?
$25. Whoa! The normal price is $27, so you save $2 on that.
There you go.
And then we have a two-year subscription to the Owl Creek Gazette, which normally sells for $50. We're going to do something really amazing with
that. But wait, there's more?
You betcha. With a two-year subscription on the cyber sale, you get a free one-year membership to our Owl Creek Gazette members-only website. That's a $36 value, Don.
That's unconscionable, but
it's,
okay.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is. And on both those subscriptions, when you purchase them, we will contact you to make sure if it's, you know, you could be buying this for yourself. There's nothing wrong with, you know, patting yourself on the back and said, I've been a good girl and a good boy and I deserve a Christmas gift early. Do get yourself a subscription. But if you want to get it as a gift, we'll be contacting everybody to make sure that if it's different, you know, goes to someone different, or if you want a gift subscription announcement included, we can do all that.
Yeah.
Now, the fourth idea on the list is an OWL 5-session memoir writing workshop gift certificate. And this is the same workshop we've been talking about that we've had with the women for the last 5 weeks that have been so much fun. And we haven't set a date for when those workshops are going to take place. Ideally, we'll have several throughout 2018. So if you want to purchase one now for yourself, or if you want to purchase one as a gift, what a wonderful gift to give a grandparent. Remember, though, the women who participate in this have to be 50 and older. That's part of the older women's legacy.
Yeah.
But right now, you can purchase that for this week.
The low price of?
$45 instead of $50.
Well, there you go.
A $5 savings.
That is a $5 savings.
And the last thing on our cyber sale is the OCG Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair vendor booth. That's a mouthful, too.
Yes, it is. Say it three times fast.
I can't.
All right.
You can try. You want to try?
No, I can't.
Okay. The fair takes place Saturday, April 14th. The price, and this is really a good reduction, businesses and organizations who have advertised with us before can purchase a vendor booth for $50 regularly. Someone who has never advertised with us but wants their business or organization to be included in the fair can purchase a vendor table for $75. But through the cyber sale, anyone who has a business or an organization, goods and services, whatever you want to bring to the fair, can purchase a vendor table for only
$45. $45?
Exactly.
Wow.
So those are our sales. We hope you visit the website. Check out the rest of it at owlcreekgazette.com and purchase what you need this next week and get some savings and some cool gifts.
Cool.
It's the gift, and a subscription is the gift that keeps on giving.
For at least 12 months or 24 months.
Exactly.
And then you get the 24 months, you also get the podcast that we do in the middle of the week.
Midweek at the Creek is a part of the members only package. You betcha. You go. So find out everything you need to know. If you've got a question, feel free to email us, Jan@OwlCreekGazette.com or Don@OwlCreekGazette.com.
It'll be fun. I'll take your emails. We'll take your cards and letters. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't be cyber, would it?
No. But we'll still take them. We appreciate that. Either way.
No doubt.
So now we want to talk a little bit about what's coming up in our December 2000 issue.
So we have December 2000 issues, or we have issues for December 2000?
We had, I don't even remember, 18 years, 17 years ago.
We had issues back then, and we're going to talk about them.
We're not, because we can't remember them. Our December 2017 issue of the Owl Creek Gazette.
There we go. We'll take that.
I don't know what's wrong with us tonight, Don.
Hey, it's okay. We've been carbo loading.
That's for sure. A little bit too much sugar in the mix as well.
I polished off the pumpkin pie this afternoon, and you worked on cheesecake.
I did.
It's still good.
I've still got one more piece to go.
And we made turkey soup.
Mm-hmm. You did. I just sat there and typed.
Oh, you kind of directed what I needed. Yeah. Yeah. Throw in some lima beans. Okay. Mm-hmm. Throw in some rice. Okay. I needed to do the celery.
You did. I saw that in there. So we've got a lot of cool things happening in the December issue. When we spoke earlier about our self-reliance and sustainability fair that's coming up, we've already mentioned in the November issue that Terry Winkleman will be back. And this time, instead of speaking on the Backyard Sustainability Tour, she's bringing her conversion van, or her van that will be converted into a living small RV, taking this on the road to show people how you can take a traditional school bus of any size.
This thing has got solar panels on it, the size of what we would put on our home.
I know it.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. And
it's like really got my attention.
I know. So I asked her if she would write an article about that process. And they're not done yet. They're still in the process. Mm-hmm. But what caused them to make this decision, make the purchase, and now act on that. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with the readers in the magazine, because that's something anyone can do. And if you get inspired by what they do and want to see it firsthand, then you'll be sure and come out to the fair and check that out.
Yeah. Kathy Kimmy is going to be writing about her butterfly series, continuing on the butterfly series. Gary Adolph will be working on the tradition of the Christmas tree selection in their family.
In his adventures in grandparenting column. Yeah.
And here's a really cool thing. You remember Val Gaffner. She took the writing class and was also our featured photographer for last year's
Self-reliance and sustainability home show.
I can't spit that out either, and I can't do it three times.
But it was a home show last year. Yeah. Actually, this year, we should say.
Well, yeah, yes. Back in April. Anywho, she's moving from photography to writing.
She's really talented in a whole lot of ways, and so we've had her picture on the cover of the magazine a couple of times in addition to the rooster.
Yeah.
And so now she's going to be sharing some of her work she wrote in the workshop.
Bonnie Sapp will be talking about her 60-year-old doll in her writings. And Krista Walker will be working on common sense in this issue of the magazine. Now, we talk about common sense being one of our things that the Owl Creek Gazette is interested in supporting, and we find that common sense ain't so common anymore.
Exactly, and that's our new tagline is self-reliance and common sense, promoting the practice of. We look at that, and you and I more in the loss of common sense. Krista is going to take the approach of common sense via Thomas Paine. Wow. So that's a nice look at it, too.
Yeah, well, that'll be...
He wrote the pamphlet.
He did. Common sense. Mm-hmm. Right. Stacy Rhodes this year is going to continue her theme in music, and she'll be also speaking at the fair.
Yes, she will be. She's going to kind of look this issue. She's looking back at when she started in January, and we invited her to write for a full year learning from her the importance of music therapy and how we can all use music in our lives. So she's kind of looking back where she started in the magazine and taking that kind of a summation. But since she's going to be speaking at our fair in April, and she'll be a presenter, we've asked her to continue writing at least through that time so people can get a continued feel of what she wants to bring to the event that we're hosting.
Yeah. And we also have Linda Cole, who's also going to be doing some writing for us.
Actually, she's set this up, but I'm going to be writing about it.
Okay. My mistake, because I'm looking at notes that we were using together. We got crib notes, like, you know, people are supposed to have at our age. it's about doing the next right thing.
Right. And Linda takes that, puts that on her posts and Facebook quite often, whenever she has, you know, enjoy the day and how are you doing today and remember to do the next right thing. And I love that sentiment. So I ask her about it and she shares with me a little bit about how that came to be in her life and what that means to her. And then I'm going to kind of run with that and share that in the magazine.
And there's a song out there that's called What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? Well, I'm going to be writing a little bit about that. We always try to do something similar every year out of tradition, just because that's what you do on New Year's. But we have lox and bagels with Bob and Colleen, our friends. Uh-huh. And then on New Year's Day, I always make ham and beans and black-eyed peas.
Uh-huh.
Now, the ham and beans was supposedly the way it should have been stopped, but Mom always threw in black-eyed peas. So I'm covering all my bases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do on New Year's Day. So it's going to be an interesting little magazine this month.
Well, and speaking of New Year's, brings me right into the fact that Cassie Corey will continue her articles and her column on conscious living. And she's written something about coming home for the holidays. But moving on into the new year, she's going to be doing a workshop for us. She'll be the facilitator of another workshop, and we hope throughout 2018 to have a wide variety of come learn from individuals that have something to share in some sort of workshop format. She's going to be doing a vision board workshop called New Year, New You. It's going to be $15 per person. It'll be held at Adam Brothers. We're working out all the dates and times and making sure it works out for everybody. We'll be talking about that, of course, in the magazine. But let me just give you a description of what Cassie writes about the workshop. Are you interested in creating the life you desire? One of the best ways to move forward in your creations is to bring the goals and dreams from your mind onto a vision board. And a vision board can be anything, piece of cardboard, you know, piece of poster board, whatever you've got handy.
Visual imagery is very important for thinking forward.
Mm-hmm. Vision boards give us solid images to visualize so that our visualized thought forms can be created in the physical world. So whether you want to create the perfect body or perfect job, wealth, or ideal relationship, a vision board will give you direction for your creations to manifest. In this workshop, you will learn how to use your mind to attract your desires, and you will also learn the mental steps for creation. You will be provided with the tools and supplies needed to create your own vision board so that you will establish strong visual thoughts for your desires to manifest in your life. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be at that workshop. I'll be hosting, not facilitating.
Well, and you know, they say that the physical world is something that cannot be manipulated, but you can certainly manipulate the way you think and the way that you carry yourself. Your deportment can be so controlled by thought.
Well, a long time ago, my brother said to me the phrases that we all say to ourselves: "Oh, that makes me sick at my stomach."
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Right. I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. And all those things then physically manifest themselves in some sort of, you know, way your body responds to those statements. Or something has made you so ill because of either something you hated or disliked or were upset by or whatever those feelings are. And it did make you physically ill at your stomach. So
if you surround yourselves with hate, what do you exude? Love? No. You surround yourself with hate and you exude hate.
I think you can still exude love. I think it might be more complicated. I think it depends on, and a lot of life is complicated. but this will put your life on a path that you choose. So you're controlling your destiny, not just sitting back and being, a bystander. You're active doer.
That's exactly right. You're an active participant in your your reality. Mm-hmm. I like that concept.
That works for me.
I'm going to try it.
You going to quote me?
I'm going to quote you on that.
Okay. I'm sure it's been said before by somebody else, but it works. Tonight, at least, it's a quotable quote at the Creekside table.
Right. There you go. Anywho, it's been a wild ride today. It's been a wild ride this weekend because of Thanksgiving, and the creek water is a-coming.
It is a-coming. We invite everybody to go to the website, owlcreekgazette.com, shop, and
this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
It is, which is why we're talking so much about the
and
Owl
we're sponsored
Gazette.
By KNR Wireless. Mm-hmm. Look at that in the magazine when you've got the opportunity.
So, and just shop around and look around the website and see what all there is to see. We've got back podcasts, we've got back issues, we've got
forward looking.
We're forward looking with back issues. There you go. We also let people know how they can advertise. Our rates are there. It's a website that I work hard on, so I'm saying, please look at it.
And the depth of the creek gets
deeper and deeper.
The more shallow we become. But I'm bummed. Yeah, well, it was fun. And thanks for listening. We hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, make the best of it. That's all you can do. Even if life deals you nasty onions.
Keep on going.
Eat broccoli.
There you go. That's another quotable quote, Don.
Eat your broccoli, dang it. Y'all take care now.
Good night, folks.